40 Days of Prayer, Persistence, Colossians 4, verses 2 and 3. Be persistent and devoted to prayer, being alert and focused in your prayer life with an attitude of thanksgiving. At the same time, pray for us too, that God will open a door of opportunity to us for the Word to proclaim the mystery of Christ. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Would you say that you are persistent in prayer? You know, continuing to pray for something and seek an answer from the Lord and not letting it go until the answer comes? It can be hard to be persistent, whether it's watching your diet or exercising or calling a loved one or, as in this case, being persistent in prayer. Paul said the Colossians needed to be focused in their prayers and, it says, with an attitude of thanksgiving, unquote. To some, that may seem a bit disconnected. We know how to be thankful and we also know how to pray, communicate with God, but why are they connected? Let me suggest for multiple reasons, but here, God the Holy Spirit led the author of this scripture, the Apostle Paul, to connect the two. And if you were asking me why, I would probably suggest that, for many, our faith needs bolstering when we pray. We are to pray in faith, right? And giving thanks for things that God has done, past tense, in our lives can give our faith a boost. Paul is explicitly asking for prayer help for he and his team as they seek to proclaim the mystery of Christ. Who he is, what he did, and why he did it, to people who have not heard the word. For all of us in good churches, we should be praying that our church can reach others with the good news and perhaps encourage believers who have stopped going to church to return and get back in gear. My prayer, Lord, help me to be more persistent, focused, and thankful in my prayer life. Help me to help someone come to Christ or perhaps return to the church and rejoin the family of God. Amen.